This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. This week saw a season high for the number of right whales spotted in Cape Cod Bay, including two new-of-the-year calves. Joining us now to update us on what's been happening with these endangered mammals in our local waters is Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo, a senior scientist at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Hi, Stormy.
Hi, Steve.
Stormy, we know your aerial survey team has been out since early January looking for these whales as they return to the bay. What did they see this week?
Yes, this is an exciting time. It often is this time of year. We have now seen the dramatic increase, really quite dramatic, in the number of whales. They had this sighting of over 70 individuals. Of course, those individuals are all identifiable by marks on their bodies, and so the people who fly our surveys can know who the whales are when they get a look at their photos back in the lab. But in addition to that, there also are two newborn calves in the group. This is the time of year we see calves, but this year it's particularly exciting because the calving of the North Atlantic population, calving off the coast of Florida, was not good. Best we can tell from colleagues working, doing similar surveys down off of Florida and Georgia, only three calves were born to the population this year, and we've got two of them here, very precious little animals.
So these two new calves that we saw this week, they're among the three that were identified already off the coast of Florida and Georgia.
That's correct. All of these whales are cataloged, and the people down south, when they saw the calves shortly after being born, could identify the mothers by the markings on their body. The calves are so little that that those markings are often not developed. But we know that these two whales are identified. So they are whales that brought their calves up the East Coast through a perilous area of high ship traffic to come into relatively protected Cape Cod Bay.
One of these calves is born from a mother who's known to researchers as Padiddle. Can you tell us a little bit about this mother whale, Padiddle?
Padiddle apparently was first seen in our waters, actually in Cape Cod Bay, in 1979, and has had eight known calves. It could be that over that time she actually wasn't sighted with a calf, but right now we think this is her eighth calf. So she's one of the more productive mothers of the population. There are some that, for reasons we don't understand, are not productive. But she has been, and she's one of the older mothers. And obviously, since her calves have grown up, she's a good mother.
Only 500 some of these animals left, and you've seen 70-plus this week. Could there be more of them showing up in the coming weeks?
Well, the usual story is that, in fact, we will see an increase. Even beyond what we've seen. 73 whales is the highest number seen anywhere in the North Atlantic in one group, except for what we saw last year. So Cape Cod Bay is now really the hot spot for right whales in the North Atlantic Ocean. Our little tiny bay is an extraordinary place, a very special place, probably because it produces very rich food for the right whales, plankton that lures them in.
Well, what are some of the best places to see these whales from the shore?
I would be inclined to, right now, until we see a change in distribution, to take a look out of the area from Scusset Beach to the canal and possibly a little further north. But your listeners can look anywhere at beaches where there's moderately deep water, even to the outside of the Cape, but more likely inside. And it may very well be you'll see right whales, and the dominant whale here this time of year is that extremely rare one, the right whale.
Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo is with the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Thank you, Stormy.
Thank you, Steve.